there are growing signs that more and more of our women are pursuing their own businesses, and we are particularly glad to know that there are actually more women going into farming as well.
Globally, the number of women in management positions has steadily increased over the past 20 years. Jamaica boasts the highest proportion of female managers in the world, and the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries has announced that it will place priority focus on entrepreneurship as a more attractive career choice for women. Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear more.
Violence against women and girls is a human problem, not just a woman's problem. It's a problem for men too. Gender violence takes many forms, including sexual assault, domestic violence, relationship abuse, sexual harassment, and sexual abuse of children. The magnitude of ongoing violence against women and children in our country is cause for alarm. We can end the violence. It requires all of us to end the violence. I call on all our men and women in Jamaica to take a stand. And men especially must get involved in this movement to create a better world for their daughters, their mothers, their sisters, their aunts, their uncles, their fathers, their sons, and for themselves. Let's protect and reassure. Let's unite to end gender violence.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Stephen Wedderburn, says two of the key priorities of the ministry are to make micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, globally competitive and to drive entrepreneurship as a more attractive career choice for women. Mr. Wedderburn says the ministry has embarked on an initiative to strengthen and repurpose some of its key agencies to meet critical funding challenges facing entrepreneurs. He says one primary challenge or barrier is lack of access to capital, adding that female small business owners can better position themselves to take advantage of funding opportunities with support from agencies such as the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, Self-Start Fund, and the Micro Investment Development Agency, MIDA. He says with the high-risk profile associated with the MSME sector, ways must be found to increase its productivity and to mobilize women entrepreneurs.
One such intervention is a security interest in personal property, SIP regime, which is geared towards providing MSMEs with more widespread access to credit.
Under the SIP regime, lenders with reliable information can properly identify, evaluate, and track movable assets that have been pledged as collateral to obtain financing. As such, assets such as motor vehicles, livestock, agricultural produce, account receivables, future crops, and even unborn livestock can be used to obtain loans for businesses.
Owners of creative works, innovators and inventors can also use intellectual property such as copyright, patent or trademark as collateral for loans under the SIP regime.
An International Labour Organization study indicates that there are some 812 million women living in developing countries with the potential to contribute more fully to their economies. Mr. Wedderburn says the ministry recognizes this and is not only supportive of women entrepreneurs, but also developing the critical policies and programs to support the MSME sector.
We must continue to support our women entrepreneurs from all walks of life. We must continue to support them irrespective of what part of Jamaica we are from.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Stephen Wedderburn. He was speaking at the second staging of the Made in Manchester Expo in the parish. Over 30 women entrepreneurs from the technology, hospitality, agriculture, agro-processing, beauty, professional service, art and craft, jewelry, manufacturing, education, dental and medical, and fine arts sectors showcased their goods and services.
I want to say congratulations to the government for acknowledging that MSMEs really need a unit that is dedicated to our cause, to champion our needs. When you empower women, you are really ensuring that that family is actually going to succeed and thrive. The kids will go to school, they will have a proper education, they will be clothed and fed, and they will be taken care of.
Event coordinator and business owner Annette Salmon. For more information, call 620-8588.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.